people will want to elect a government that will provide stability, that will provide recovery, and that won't perhaps engage in, if you like, a dubious experiment where, as some countries unfortunately have done, would result in, for instance, the progress that we've made and the further progress that we can make and we need to make would be basically put at risk.
Now, that latest opinion poll suggested that there would only be 6 seats won by Labour. Labour wouldn't be particularly strong in County Donegal, but would you expect to make any gains here in the next general election?
Well, I'm not sure who would have predicted that as a result of that poll, because certainly in a PR election, I would anticipate that the result would be significantly better, as I say, once people begin to focus on who they want in the next government. We have a whole set of small parties at the moment promising anything and everything. Many of the same people have found themselves unable to make a decision. We had Sinn Féin there before the last election voting for the bank guarantee and then saying a couple of weeks later, oops, we've changed our mind, we're not now in favour of it. We've had people like Mary Lou and Gerry Adams declaiming that they were going to pay their water charges, and oops, a couple of months later, when there was a bit of pressure from Paul Murphy, they suddenly declared, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So we've had a lot of twisting and turning, particularly by many people involved in smaller parties, where they seem very uncertain of what they want to be, other than, obviously, as popular as possible. And if that means twisting and turning with the wind, then they're prepared to do that.